This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Creative Impact. I'm David Fair, alongside my partner in this weekly look at the creative industries in Washtenaw County. Deb Pollack is the Executive Director of the Arts Alliance. She joins us every Tuesday for a look at how the creative sector impacts our economy and our quality of life. And Deb, when we talk about creativity, we love it in our food choices, but we probably put a little less thought into the creativity that goes into creating those spaces where we eat.
I know, we get to talk about the art of dining today.
I love that.
This show takes us in so many different directions, and we have with us today somebody very familiar to us in the dining scene, Eve Aronoff.
Thank you. Hello.
Yes, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
And Jay Mullick, yeah, who may be familiar to people in Ann Arbor because he's owned restaurants in town. Welcome to the show, Jay.
Thanks, Deb.
And Eve is in a partnership with Jay and his business partner, Scott Mullick, in a new space in downtown Ann Arbor. So we'll talk about that.
Scott Burke.
Oh, I should have said Scott Burke's name. You're absolutely right. And we really literally are not talking about the food so much, which people would almost always think you'd be talking to Eve about is the food side of things, but really about the design aspect of what goes into creating into a dining space. The two of you have been involved with a project downtown. So Jay, tell us first of all a little bit about the space and how this came about.
We were previously known as Melange, and as you probably know, Deb, is a space right next to Rush Street and a couple other places downtown. And it was an underground space, and we had a speakeasy kind of feel. And we had a food that kind of reflected that kind of ambiance. So we decided when we got into partnership with we decided to go in a different direction with food, deriving more from our heritages, from my heritage, Scott's heritage, and of course Eve's background, from her French cuisine training to her background in Jerusalem, to her background in with the Cuban food, to make it much more lively, much more bright, much more a cleaner version of the menu versus what it was. So we wanted to have a space that went with that kind of food. So we reimagined the food and the space together to go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. So the name of the restaurant is Desu. Did I say that correctly?
Yes.
And that is French in nature. And once I learned what it means, it makes perfect sense given the location of the restaurant. It means?
Yeah. It means below. And we were just always in love with the space, so we didn't ever think of it as, you know, a lower level, a basement space. We just wanted to make the most of what it naturally is.
So the convergence of your cultural backgrounds was the inspiration for the menu. So let's put, and that then took you into the design, mm-hmm, of the reimagination of the space. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about that. Eve, you have done this for a number of restaurants in town. People are very familiar with that. How does that impact, and both of you, either one of you can answer this, but how does that impact the dining experience? Food, obviously, is what most of us look at, and that's what we think we're coming to, mm-hmm, when we come to a restaurant, but it's oh so much more.
Yeah, I think a starting point for me is always just like a feeling and like kind of combined with a vision for what you want to create, and just for it to be a really welcoming backdrop, kind of open and airy. And it's really, because it's a lower level, it's kind of like this enveloping, welcoming space. But it definitely does, as Jay said, feel much more kind of open and airy.
And Jay, what comes first? Is it the menu? Mm-hmm. Is it determining what the food is going to be and then building a design that will furnish the place that puts it all together?
Absolutely. You know, when Eve reimagined the menu for us, and came up with some amazing, delicious dishes based on, you know, our heritages, backgrounds, and just the clean flavor, the crisp flavors, the just brightness of the food itself, that kind of lent to the whole design process. And then again, Eve, you know, brainstormed the whole thing, and we came up with a very open, clean design with some moss, some greenery, some brighter elements to kind of transform that feel to the bright, open, welcoming, enveloping kind of environment.
So does it start with a color palette?
It's, for me, it really does start just more with a feeling, and it's cohesive. So I don't know, it's like what comes first, the chicken or the egg? For me, it kind of just all comes together, and it's, like Jay said, hand in hand. So it comes together as something very cohesive.
So once you go from menu and you have this feeling about what the space should look like, mm-hmm, so much more goes into it. When you plate this particular menu, you want to have a certain way it looks on the plate. You want to have
certain
silverware, certain glassware. You want to, yep, have a certain acoustic element to the restaurant. Is it going to be quiet? Is it going to be noisy? Is there going to be music? How do you put all of that together to complete the vision?
I mean, there are a myriad of details, but it's not, for me, that analytical. Like, I think about all of those details, but it's really is this, like, kind of gut feeling more than anything. And then just, like, how it comes together in the end, it makes sense.
You said you weren't quite that detailed, but decisions...
Oh, no, we're very detailed,
well,
but not
sorry,
as analytical.
Analytical, but was it like, did you have to make new choices of... You made construction, and you made physical changes to
Correct.
The space.
Correct. I mean, I can witness Eve's creative process is very organic and
okay.
very feel-oriented. You know, we'll sit down and we'll, you know, kind of brainstorm different things, and
yeah,
Eve will be like,
really
this
fun.
Just doesn't feel right. This just doesn't go with what, you know, I imagine in my head. Or this doesn't feel right to me. So it was a lot of that intrinsic, intuitive feeling part in Eve's creation of both of menu and also from what I've witnessed knowing Eve as long as I've known Eve, even with the space and the ambiance as well and the music.
Creative Impact continues on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair alongside my partner from the Arts Alliance, Deb Pollack. We're talking with Jay Mullick and Eve Aronoff. Jay is the co-owner of Desu Restaurant in Ann Arbor, and Eve is the consulting chef, and together they have created this new eatery that is available to you in downtown Ann Arbor. We talk about the organic and the sentiment of how you developed the restaurant. What are you hoping to create for the person that walks in the door? Is it somewhat the same as what you feel, or is it somewhat different, or do you want it to be open to interpretation?
I mean, I think we have our own unique fingerprint, you know, that's made up of all of those details. But we really, you know, our aspiration is to create a world-class restaurant, but without any pretension. So we just really want it to be welcoming, warm, convivial, you know, in a space for people to eat and visit together.
And when I walk into the space, as a former customer of that space, what am I going to see that's different?
Everything.
Everything.
Basically everything.
Yeah, it's quite a big change. In the space itself, you'll see much more cleaner lines, brighter, different shades of grays enveloping with some greenery in the middle. Like we have a moss garden right in the middle of the restaurant. So it's quite a bit of change with the space itself and how it looks and the feeling that you get when you step into that space. It's much more open, much more welcoming, cleaner lines. That kind of a space.
Are the lifespans of restaurants getting to a point where this is going to become a regular part where you have to refresh every 10 to 15 years as opposed to seeing...
Or shorter.
We don't see as many institutions lasting 70 years as many used to.
Well, typically, that's what I see in restaurants. If you go to restaurants, I mean, Chicago, New York, I mean, most restaurants go through a change every 7 to 10 years, I would say. That's what kind of I'm seeing the trend in the restaurant industry myself. Eve, what do you think?
I mean, I think if you're really just like paying attention to the flavors and what's coming in and out of season, then it's not that you need to do a big intentional revamping of it, but it stays fresh because you're not kind of tuned out. You're just
right.
like really engaged in what you're doing and really passionate about creating something special every day.
And as we talk about creating something special, we should note it's Restaurant Week, right?
It is.
Yes.
So people can actually experience Desu this week in
yes.
during Restaurant Week in Ann Arbor Restaurant Week.
Yeah.
So tell us about that, which we expect.
Yeah, it is. It kind of came together at the perfect timing.
Exactly.
So we have some of the favorite dishes from the menu, a lot of vegetarian options because we're just coming into the Michigan growing season. Some of Jay's favorite dishes, the lamb bolitos, the sweet, savory, and spicy sea bass, there's a green chicken, a lot of big, bold flavors. We're not afraid of spice, but we don't want it to ever overpower the flavor, you know, of the dish.
And a seasonal menu is going to be a part of the character of the restaurant, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yes,
and that was a big part of our partnership with Eve because we wanted to bring that seasonality, the local food, the farm-to-table, the local butchery and local meats, local fishes, as much as possible and involve that, you know, as part of our creative process for our food.
I think it was really fun and fulfilling part for me was learning a lot about Scott and Jay's backgrounds. So Jay's family is from India, and we developed I think it's a really beautiful recipe for naan that we welcome all of the guests with. And a starting point for that was Jay's mom's naan recipe. Then we paired that with a Calder dairy butter, a little fleur de sel, and some aromatic Indian spices. So things like that, it's just very personal.
I'm sorry, I need to go make my reservations for Restaurant Week. How do you spell Desu, and what's the website?
It's Desu,
D-E. Desu, I said it wrong.
Oh, no problem. S-S-O-U-S.
D-E-S-S-O-U-S.
Yes. And it's on Main Street, 312 South Main. And it's DesouxAnnArbor.com.
Yeah, I was going to say I could talk to you all day, but I do have to take a meal break now.
Exactly.
Sounds like a plan.
We're all on the same page. Thanks to both of you so much for coming in and spending some time with us. And I will look forward to making my way down there and experimenting. And I hope everyone else does as well.
Thank you. Keep us posted when you come in, please.
Absolutely.
I will most certainly do that. That is Jay Mullick, the owner of Desoux Restaurant in Ann Arbor, and Eve Aronoff, the consulting chef. And Deb Pollock, we'll see you next week.
Yes, indeed. I'll be back.
Thank you, Deb.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you both.
That is Deb Pollock, president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, our content partner for our regular Tuesday feature, Creative Impact. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.